Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Denise Fields. This goes to Boylan Spring Lakes Family Medicine on 11/2/23. Mrs. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/19/23, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Edwin Almond, A-L-M-O-N-D. On 11/2/23, Mr. Almond performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, his room air saturation was 96%, period. At 4 minutes and 20 seconds, he paused due to desaturation to 84%, period. He was given 2 liters of nasal oxygen, was able to resume the walk at 5 minutes and 30 seconds, period. His saturation improved to 91% on 2 liters, and he achieved 329 meters in 6 minutes. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Rapp, RAPP. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan. On 11/2/23, Mr. Rapp performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/16/23. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 11/2/23, Mr. Falk performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and some moderate degree of airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/20/23. There's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Terry, T-E-R-I, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 11/2/23, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/2/23, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Glenn Maloff, M-A-L-L-O-F-F. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 11/2/23, Mr. Maloff performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was improved effort or response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a normal forced vital capacity and flow rates. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 4/27/23, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph, impression normal study with bronchial reactivity noted, or improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 11/2/23, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/26/23, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Martin. Let's go on 11/2/23. Mr. Martin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 7/27/22. There's been a slight improvement, period. Notalgia from depression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some improvement, period. Next, six-minute walk test on John Martin. On 11/2/23, Mr. Martin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator, I'm sorry, six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 574 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. Notalgia from depression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Randolph Stanley. This goes to Dr. Price. On 11/2/23, Mr. Stanley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airway obstruction nor bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/18/23, there's been improvement, period. Notalgia from depression, mild restriction without airway obstruction, without bronchial activity showing some improvement, period. Thank you.